I'm Raquel, I'm 29 and I'm a student engagement and welfare advisor at the University of Bedfordshire. And today I'm sharing a little bit about how stroke has affected my family over the past 10 years. As almost 10 years ago, my dad suffered a stroke due to high blood pressure. My dad was about 3 weeks away from his 59th birthday when he had his stroke. So he was active, working full time. He was a chef, so he spent a lot of time in kitchens and he used to cater for weddings, funerals, christenings. And to be honest, on the day that he suffered his stroke, not only did his life change, but life changed for my entire family. My dad suffered the stroke on the Wednesday, and by the Friday, he'd suffered a further bleed on the brain, which meant he was put on life support and taken to Addenbrookes. And the family was given a decision to either operate, which would definitely save his life, but because the bleed was at the base of his brain, the surgeon had explained that they'd have to cut through a lot of good brain matter to get to the bleed. So essentially they'd be causing more brain damage, and at worst he would be bedbound, maybe be able to open and close his eyes. Or we could decide not to operate, and if he wakes up, we see what the effects are. We made the decision not to operate, and when he woke up, we could see he had lost the use of his right arm. He was right-handed. His right leg, he lost his peripheral vision, his memory, and his speech. The use of his right leg has come back to the point at which he can walk with a quad stick, but he never regained the use of his right arm. He never regained his peripheral vision. Certain memories have come back, and he has a condition called dysphasia, which means he has a loss in language. So he really struggles to speak spontaneously. After Dad having the stroke, he spent a total of 7 months in hospital and in two different rehabilitation centres. And during that time, I was in my second year of university. So I'd gone from two parents working full time, visiting me in Birmingham, to my mum becoming a full time carer for my dad. No longer working, I was having to commute to and from Birmingham, and every day would be spent worrying about Dad. You know, in the early days it was whether he'd make it through the night, and then as time went on it was worrying about his progress physically, whether I'd ever be able to have a full conversation with him again, if he'd ever regain certain memories. And at the time, because I was studying, obviously, you know, I was thinking, will he even be here to come to my graduation? And I think one thing you don't think about when you see someone battling with the consequences of stroke physically is the mental impact, not only on them, but those around them. You know, you're going through so much, you're grieving the person they were, the way your relationships changed. You know, for my dad and I, it was going from a father-daughter relationship to a father-carer relationship. And, you know, your relationships change with friends and family because you're going through one of the hardest times in your life, and understandably, life goes on for other people. And I think one of the hardest things to come to terms with is that this could have been prevented. My dad knew he had high blood pressure and wasn't regularly taking his medication, and two severe bleeds on the brain was the consequence of that. So if anyone listening takes anything away from hearing this, please do let it be taking your blood pressure seriously. You know, checking your blood pressure is quick, it's easy, it's free. There are multiple pharmacies around Bedford. Kay's Pharmacy, Lindley Pharmacy, Janssen's, Broadway Pharmacy. They're four places anybody can go today, because checking your blood pressure and keeping it under control really could save your life.